ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7। प्रहलाद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज डिमोनियाक स्कूलमेट्स। चैप्टर 6 श्लोक संख्या टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। इट्स ऑन द बोर्ड सो प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। कुटुंब ऑफ फैमिली मेंबर्स पोषाय फॉर द मेंटेनेंस वियत डिक्लाइनिंग निज आयु his lifetime na not badhyate understands artha the interest of purpose of life vihatam spoiled pramatta being mad in material conditions sarvatra everywhere tapatraya by the threefold miserable conditions adhyatmik adidaivik and adibhautik dukhat dukhita being distressed atma himself nirvidyate becomes remorseful na not swakutumba rama enjoying simply by maintaining the members of the family kutumba posaya viyanniyu nijayu kutumba posaya viyanniyayu न बध्यते अर्थं विहितं प्रमत्ता सर्वत्र तापत्रय दुखितात्मा निर्विद्यते न स्वकुटुंबाराम कुटुंब पोषाय वियन्नियुजर न बध्यतेऽर्थं विहितं प्रमत्ता सर्वत्र ताप त्रय दुखित आत्मा निर्विद्यते न स्वकुटुंब रामः। कुटुंब पोषाय वियनानि जायु न बध्यते अर्थं विहितं प्रमत्तः सर्वत्र ताप त्रय दुखेत आत्मा निर्विद्यते न स्वकुटुंब रामः Ladies. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One who is too attached cannot understand that he is wasting his valuable life for the maintenance of his family. He also fails to understand that the purpose of human life, a life suitable for realization of the Absolute Truth, is being imperceptibly spoiled. However, he is very cleverly attentive to seeing that not a single furthering is lost by mismanagement. Thus, although an attached person in material existence always suffers from threefold miseries, he does not develop a distaste for the way of material existence. Please repeat after me. One who is too attached cannot understand that he is wasting his valuable life for the maintenance of his family. He also fails to understand that the purpose of human life, a life suitable for realization of the Absolute Truth, is being imperceptibly spoiled. However, he is very cleverly attentive to see that not a single furthering is lost by mismanagement. Thus, although an attached person in material existence always suffers from threefold miseries, he does not develop a distaste for the ways of material existence. Purport. A foolish man does not understand the value of human life, nor does he understand how he is wasting his valuable life simply for the maintenance of his family members. He is expert in calculating the loss of pounds, shillings and pence, but he is so foolish that he does not know how much money he is losing even according to material considerations. Chanakya Pandit gives the example that a moment of life cannot be purchased in exchange for millions of dollars. A foolish person, however, wastes such a valuable life without knowing how much he is losing even according to monetary calculations. Although a materialistic person is expert in calculating cost and doing business, he does not realize that he is misusing his costly life for want of knowledge. Even though such a materialistic person is always suffering threefold miseries, he is not intelligent enough to seize his materialistic way of life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salaka Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadanti Svapadantikam. Kutumba Poshaya Viyana Nijayam Na Badhyate Artham Vihitam Pramatta Sarvatra Tapatraya Dukhit Atmata Dukhit Atma Nirvidyate Na Svakutumba Rama. One who is too attached cannot understand that he is wasting his valuable life for the maintenance of his family. He also fails to understand that the purpose of human life, a life suitable for realization of the absolute truth, is being imperceptibly spoiled. However, he is very cleverly attentive to seeing that not a single furthering is lost by mismanagement. Thus, although an attached person in material existence always suffers from threefold miseries, he does not develop a distaste for the way of material existence. So, very important instruction by Prahlad Maharaj. He is saying to his classmates, schoolmates, for the persons who are very materialistic, he is saying that they are too much attached to not understand the value of human form of life. The value of human form of life is to realize the absolute truth, that is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only realize, but to reawaken our pure love for Him to the fullest extent, parallel to Sad Goswami's, Srila Prabhupada and whole parampara, Madhvendra Puri. Madhvendra Puri is considered to have developed Mahabhav for Lord. There are three personalities who have developed Mahabhav, topmost ecstatic love for Krishna. That is Lord Chaitanya, Madhavendra Puri, and third one, I tend to forget. Anyway, so this is the goal of human form of life, that we should become lover of Krishna to that extent, developing our Mahabhav for Lord. That is called realizing Krishna. Realizing Krishna means not just to know Krishna. That is not realization. Realization also does not mean that we go back to home, back to Godhead. Realization means to love Krishna to fullest extent. Lord Chaitanya said in his Sista Astak, last sloka, he said, Aslishyava padaratam pinastu mam, adarsanat marmahat marmahatam karotuva, yathatathava vidhatu lampatu, mat prananathastu sayavanapur. You are my unconditional Lord, my Lord of my heart, prananath. You are unconditional Lord of my heart. You can do whatever you like with me. You can kick me or you can embrace me. Whatever you like. You can become lampat. He is saying, Lord Chaitanya is saying this in the mood of Radharani. He is Radharani and Krishna both. So he is exhibiting, he is tasting, Krishna is tasting the pure love of Krishna in the form of Radharani. So he is saying in that mood that you can do, you can become lampat. Lampat means debauchee, goes from one gopis to another. Whatever you like. You can make me broken hearted. But for me, you are the unconditional object of my love forever. So this is what it means by self-realization. There are so many schools teaching self-realization. Seek within. You are Atma. You should know your Atma. And they stop at Atma. They don't teach you beyond Paramatma, and Paramatma is the expansion of Krishna, and how you can love Krishna. Those kind of methods are not taught by those schools of self-realization. So here it is stated that this valuable human form of life is not meant for maintaining the household affair, the family members. It is not pertaining to the devotees, because devotees' family, they are all devotees, wife, children, husband. But it says materialist. It is about the materialist who spoils their life in acquiring money to maintain their family members by illegal means. They try to collect money by illegal means. So this is for materialist. The materialist they don't understand how valuable this human form of life is, and rather they waste their time in not mismanaging their money. They waste their time in managing their money, pound selling pants. So what good is that? Even birds and beasts, they maintain their family. Any species, they maintain their family. So maintaining the family is not the ultimate goal of life, of human form of life. This materialist, they suffer for maintaining and acquiring unlimited wealth. Asa pasa satair baddha kama krodha parayana ihante bhogarthe anyayena artha sanchayan. That they have, this materialist, they have unlimited wants, unlimited desires. Asha pash satair baddha. Satair matlab hundreds and thousands and millions of desire, lusty desires. Asha pash satair baddha. And with that unlimited wants, desires, they become bound up by those desires, wanting more and more. Asha pash satair baddha. And by this asa pas, what they do? Kama krodha parayana. They always indulge themselves into kama and krodha, lust and anger. Kama krodha parayana. Ihante kama bhogarthe. For sense gratification, they want. What they want? Anyayena artha sanchayan. Acquiring money, they want to acquire money by illegal means. Anyayena means illegal. Anyayena artha sanchayan. So Srila Prabhupada says, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that this material world is made up of cheaters and chitti. Anyayena artha sanchayan. That means they are trying to acquire money by cheating others. And one whom they are cheating, he is also trying to cheat. There is no limits. So such materialistic person is wasting the human form of life. Ayu harati vaipunsam udyan astan cha anasav tasyarthe yatakshano nittam nita uttam sloka vartaya. That every rising and setting of a sun takes up a duration of a life of human being, materialistic people. Every rising and setting of a sun. Udyan astan chanasam tasyarthe yatakshano nita uttam sloka vartaya. But he cannot take away the duration of life of those who are always engaged in uttam sloka varta, in hearing and glorifying glorifying the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. Uttam sloka vartaya. Further it says that taravah kim na jivanti, vastra kim na svasantika, na khadanti, na medanti, kim grame prashavo pare. This is a perfect description of materialist. He says that taravah kim na jivanti, do the trees not live long duration of life? Prabhupada says in California, redwood trees, they live for 4,000 years, long life. So when human being is striving for long life, better than them is trees. Their trees are better than them. What is the use of such life, long duration of life? Tarava kimna jivanti, vastra kimna susantika. And the bellow of a blacksmith does not breathe more than a human being. What is the use of breathing? Bellow is better than a human being. And the khadanti na medanti, kim grame prashavopare. In the villages, these animals, pashu, pashavo, na khadanti, na medanti, do they don't eat more than human being? Do they not meet, have sex life more than human being? What is the value of a human form of life if you just live like animals and trees, birds and beasts? And that's why the further sloka says, Swavid vara austa khare, famous words of Srila Prabhupada. Swavid vara austa khare, samstuta purusha pashu, nayat karna yato peto, jatunad gadagraja. A foolish, materialist, stupid people, they praise the another stupid people. Fools. Why? And those people are like Swavid Varaha Usta Kharai. They are like Swavid Varaha. They are like dog, hog, ass and camels. Swavid Varaha Usta Kharai. Samstuta Purusha Pashu. He is praising another Pashu. Why? Because Nayat Karna Yato Peto. Because in his ear holes, the transcendental name of Lord does not enter. Nayat karna yato peto jatu nam gadagraja. Gadagraja, Krishna. Jatu nam. Nam means holy name. Gadagraja. The holy name of Krishna does not enter into their ear holes. And that's why they are like ass, dog, hog and camel. And they praise the similar kind of people. So they are materialists. They cannot turn themselves towards Krishna. Hari Hari Pipale Janama Govainu. Manusya Janama Paya. Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya. Janiya Suniya Vishakhainu. Sansara Vishanale Divanisi Hyajwale. Juraite na kainu upai. So this is materialist. Narottam Das Thakur is singing. He's singing for himself, but it is not like that. He's singing for materialistic people, that they are the adverse to Krishna consciousness. Hari Hari Bipale Jivan Gavainu. I'm wasting my life by becoming adverse to Krishna consciousness. Why? Because Hari Hari Bipale Jivan Gavainu, Manushya Janama Payam. I have attained this rare human form of life and I'm wasting. Manushya Janama Payam. I have attained this rare human form of life. Radha Krishna na bhajiya, and I am not able to worship Radha Krishna. And that's why it is like unknowingly I am drinking poison. Nobody will drink poison knowingly. But it is like wasting our human form of life is very similar to drink the poison by knowingly. Manusya janama paya, Radha Krishna na bhajiya, janiya suniya vishakhainu. Sansara visha anale. Divan isi hi ajwale. And I am burning in a blazing fire of material existence. Birth, death, old age and disease. Adi daivik, adi bhautik, adi atmik klesh. Prabhupada is translating here in translation. We are suffering due to these three, four miseries, material miseries. So this is sansar, and I am burning myself. Sansara visha anale. This material existence is the visha, poisonous, visha anale, and it is like a blazing fire. Juraite na kainu upai, and I don't see any way how I can escape from this material existence. So this is what is stated here, that we should not waste our single moment of our life. We should not waste. One who has developed bhava, prema of Krishna, he does not waste single moment of his time. Avyartha kalatvam, kshantir avyartha kalatvam, namagane sadaruchi, virakti manasunyata, asakti tad guna khyane, vasati tad sthale, bhavan kure jane. One who has developed pure love of Krishna in his heart, these are the qualifications. What is that? Kshanti is very tolerant. Very tolerant. No krodha, no lust, anger, greed, nothing of that sort. He is very sober. Dhira, kshantir. Dhira, dhira jana priya upira karo. Nirmat saro pujito. Sadhguru Swamis, they were very sober. So, kshantir avyartha kalatvam, that he does not waste a single moment of his time. Avyartha kalatvam. Virakti manasunyata, and his virakti, his detached. Manasunyata, he never expect any respect for himself. Always giving respect to others. The very definition of humility. Humility is defined like this. Prabhupada is defining Bhagavad Gita. That humility means always ready to give respect to even an ant, insignificant living entity. And never expect any respect for himself. That is the humility. So virakti mana sunyata. Namagane sadaruchi, and that he always have developed that ruchi, taste to chant holy name. Always he wants to chant the holy name. Taking shower, walking, doing any activity. He is always have developed ruchi, taste for chanting holy name. Namagane sadaruchi. Prabhupada says, if you don't want to waste your time, then you chant Hare Krishna all the time. Avyartha kalatam namagane sadaruchi. He is quoting these words like this. He says, avyartha kalatam, if you don't want to waste your time, then namagane sadaruchi. You should always chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, namagane sadaruchi. Then one is always engaged in hearing the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. And then he is very attached to live in the place where Lord is residing. These are the qualities of person who has developed his pure love for Krishna. These are the qualities. Namagane sadaruchi. Vasatista sale. Bhavan kure jane. In one's heart, this bhava is developing ankura. Ankura means the sprout has sprouted. So, Materialists and devotees, they are completely opposite to each other. Materialists are counting their pounds, shilling and pence, and trying to waste their time in maintaining their pounds, shilling and pence. And devotee is always engaged in Krishna's loving service, transcendental loving service. And that is how he does not waste his time. And that is how devotee abjurates, he rises above these threefold miseries, adi-daivik, adi-bhautik, adi-atmik klesh. Materialists are always they are suffering with these threefold miseries. So that is not the case with the devotees. Devotees has raised their consciousness far beyond than threefold miseries, suffering. That is not their concern. Narayana para sarve, swarga apavarga narkesu, tulyartha darsina. Narayana parasarve na bhibhyati. They are not afraid of any other calamities like being in hell or any calamities. They are equipoised in every respect of their life. Every moment they are equipoised. Whether it is nark, swarg or apavarga. Narayana parasarve. Lord Shiva says to Sati. So this is not the concern of devotees, adi-daivik, adi-bhautik, adi-atmik, klesh. Their klesh, their misery is that I am wasting my time every moment by not serving Krishna, by not loving Krishna. That intensity, that is their distress. How I can serve Krishna? I am wasting my time. So this is the sloka today. So we should not waste our time like materialists. They waste their time into counting their pennies and taking care of their family members. So I'll read the translation again. One who is too attached cannot understand that he is wasting his valuable life for the maintenance of his family. He also fails to understand that the purpose of human life, a life suitable for realization of the Absolute Truth, is being impurposely spoiled. However, he is very cleverly attentive to seeing that not a single farthing is lost by mismanagement. Thus, although an attached person in material existence always suffers from threefold miseries, he does not develop a distaste for the way of material existence. So, any question? Yes, Mataji.
Sometimes devotees are very, very concerned about the miseries because they say they can't do their services very properly and they become very absorbed in trying to deal with the miseries. So, how can we tell devotees that are very concerned about that? They're suffering a lot by the miseries, and they feel they can't really concentrate on devotional service, and so they're very much concerned about the miseries.
Yes, so the miseries can be transcended. Any miseries by raising our consciousness. Just like many, many examples, I'm not saying that misery does not cause distress to devotee. But we have seen many examples, they have transcended this kind of miseries. Like Haridas Thakur was beaten up practically in 27 marketplaces just because of chanting that service to Krishna. And at the end, he pretended that if I don't die, then king or will be, he will kill these soldiers who are trying to kill me. So he pretended as if he is dead, just to give them relief from their miseries. He took all the miseries. We have seen many examples that they raise their consciousness to such an extent that misery has no value to them. Prahlad Maharaj, here we have seen, he has gone through so much miserable condition of life, but never forget the holy name, never forget Vishnu. Prahlad is known for remembering Krishna under the miserable condition of life. That sloka, Vyasaki Kirtane. So, if we can raise our consciousness, then misery will not bother us. Many, many devotees I have seen, their body is giving them so much miseries, but they smilingly chant Hare Krishna and smilingly praise devotees, and whatever little bit they can do with their invalid bodies, they would try to serve with the every single drop of energy they would have in the last stage of their lives. I have seen many ISKCON devotees. I am talking about ISKCON devotees. There are many examples in scriptures, unlimited. So it's a matter of raising our consciousness. The more Krishna conscious, Guru conscious, Vaishnava conscious we are, we can ameliorate these miseries, we can transcend the miseries. So only remedy is to raise our consciousness to Krishna consciousness. Any other question? So thank you very much. I'm sorry to give lecture in front of all exalted personalities. So thank you very much. Grantharas Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Sri Radha Govindev ji ki, Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki, Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanandi.